Nile Davis going into the combine last year was a virtual unknown to pretty much every team in the NFL. I had been familiar with him from my days covering the Arkansas Razorbacks, which I had done before I came here to Kansas City. So before the combine, I'd asked him about putting up some good numbers, and he said that he aimed to be the best 40 time, be the best bench press, and those kinds of things. Turns out that he was. He ran a sub 4 40 time. He bench pressed like an offensive lineman. So we knew kind of going in that he was going to be a third round pick. Sure enough, the Chiefs draft him with one of their third round supplemental picks.
You know, they gave him the reps early in training camp and let him start getting used to it.
Here we go, 3-4. Come on, hands. Good.
He's an interesting guy, right, because he's so physically gifted. You know, he has everything that you'd want in, you know, what they call the measurables.
You know, look, the 40 time at the combine told you the kid was fast. This is a 230-plus pound man that's running at that 4.3 change speed that, you know, it's going to be difficult to bring him down.
Nile Davis takes it 9 yards deep. And Nile Davis breaks a tackle now, 2, up the sideline. 25-20, angles back to the middle. 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City!
The one that happened in preseason was big, but watching him do it in the regular season and run away from guys, I think opened up a lot of people's eyes to just really how good he could be.
He's going to bring it out. Davis with more power and speed. He's across the 20, up the middle, 30, runs into the kicker. Now moves right, he could go at the 50, 45, 40. One man has the angle, but Nile Davis is going to outrun him and go all the way to the end zone. Touchdown!
I think for Nile Davis, he relishes his opportunities on special teams. If he finds space, he's gone. You can't catch him.
You know, he gets out of there in a hurry. He's got the speed. He has vision. He can hit the hole. And just an arm isn't going to bring him down. And I think that makes him a really effective kick returner.
They're going to run it right side. Sherman gives him a block. Tries to read the hole. Anglin for the far right pylon. He's got it.
There's no doubt that the Chiefs are a better football team if they can limit the touches on Jamaal Charles. Now, that's not just limiting him to sit him down. That's limiting him knowing him you're still effective with who you're putting in there in place of him. So you've got to have a certain ability level, which I think we saw from Nile Davis, that he can do it, particularly in that playoff game against the Colts and against the San Diego Chargers.
He knows that as long as they trust him, he has the abilities to make plays. And as long as he can do that, he's an asset to the team.
Touchdown, Kansas City! Nile Davis! Handed off to Nile Davis, big hole inside the 10, blast down to the 5, and takes the Colt Antoine Bethea to the 3.5-yard line. Hands it off to Nile Davis, grinding on the left side, touchdown, Kansas City! Nile Davis burrows a tunnel into the end zone.